The Adventures of Ripjaw, of Hez and Ripjaw. It'll be like random one shot.
It's gonna be some weird buddy cop, but like
old Space Chips TV show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man.
As long as you rock that sweet, sweet Eric Estrada hairstyle, you'll be good to go.
Hez has Burt Reynolds eyebrows.
Two bros fighting crime, working hard, playing harder. We're Spin Diego.
Where did we leave off?
I was making a check. Leadership check. Against Lizard Face.
Oh, that's right.
He's trying to convince Ripjaw to go in.
Yeah, either attack, turn on his friends or go after Jogger. Jogger's jugular.
Okay, so discipline. You're going to go against his discipline here.
Yeah.
He's going to get one boost die because he's next to the Mirror Lucan. Wait. Yeah, go for it. Two advantage. What did you say to him again?
I said, Ripjaw, it's time.
Oh, two advantage, one despair.
It's time. Turn on your... I don't remember what I said. Something like turn on them and... Like we planned. I made it sound like we had already planned it. Like we talked about.
Ripjaw.
Follow your destiny.
And,
The Great Hunt.
As such, they don't really have eyebrows. So, this is really bizarre, but when you see it, but his eyebrow cocks. One of his eyebrows cock up, and he's just like, he has this really confused look on his face. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then he just continues staring at you and just says, right, one moment. And then he starts whispering to the Mirror Loop.
Wait, why does he sound like Carter?
Yeah, because I
thought he sounded like this.
I don't know, that's weird, huh?
Oh, shit. Oh, we gotta get out
of
here.
No, I'm fucking kidding. It's because my accents blend together sometimes. I can't remember what Ripjaw's accent was. I imagine him as having a deep voice. So, at this moment, Carter will finish, and his group will finish barricading the door. You can hear some pounding on the door, but it looks like the barricade that they've set up is holding for now. Actually, Lahab will shuffle over to HW while they're doing that, and just nod to Lahab and say, "Sorry for my absence."
Lord. HW will pat him on the shoulder. As if like a warm welcome.
He looks super happy.
I love how this extremely rude, slightly racist auctioneer has become like you're like golden retriever. Like a trusted confidant and loyal compatriot.
He's my special little guy.
He will position himself right to your side as he's waiting, as if waiting for a command. Carter will see all this happen and just kind of smirk and then walk up to Jonger, who has been murmuring to him, and position himself between the trio over here to Jonger's left and then Jonger himself. Carter is going to walk up to the group, keeping... Yeah, kind of like an equidistance between Jonger and the trio, and say,
"What my lord seeks is beyond this portal. The final piece can be acquired there. You are free to do what you want. You don't have to get this, but we cannot guarantee your safety. If you don't. As a bonus, my lord has offered a generous reward in the form of whatever you would like, if you do so choose to help him in this endeavor."
Hez, you can actually understand everything he's saying at Jonger as he's saying it, and Carter is definitely paraphrasing.
In a way that makes it seem like Jonger doesn't like us?
No, more like makes Jonger seem sane. Like, what Jonger was saying at this point is nothing. Like, he's the expletives and threats that are spilling out of his mouth for like they're just threats towards your group. If you don't give him what he wants, he demands the relics.
I'm gonna lean into
immortality,
my lord. He's trying to take the relics. He doesn't. He's lying. Drunkard's gonna take the relics by force. We must flee. Regroup.
At that point, the Miralukin is gonna step forward and kind of square off with Carter and say, "Your lord cannot have, will not be permitted to have any of these relics."
They all want it, my lord. They all want our relics.
We are somewhat indifferent to those fellows over there keeping them.
Diego wills this.
But you, and she points a finger at Jonger, shall not have them. Our order is already aware of what's going on this planet, and there will be more of us soon. You will not be able to resist us. Yeah, basically, Carter just starts laughing. And, or not Carter, Jonger starts laughing, and Carter... he starts muttering, or kind of muttering something in Huttese, and then Carter translates for him, saying...
Eats a little frog thing.
No, this whole time he's just taking massive drags off of his pipe.
Zang!
Carter is just gonna look between Jonger and Canola and just say, my lord would like to see you try to take them. But that's neither here nor there. Our final prize lies waiting for us beyond that portal. He's going to turn around to you guys, the group, and say, what is your choice? Make it now, because it sounds like we don't have long to wait. One of the big-ass beams that they braced across the door sounds like it's starting to splinter as he's talking. And while he was doing that, like, right when it starts to splinter, a tentacle pierces through one of the doors. Not a big tentacle, but a tentacle.
Tentacle.
So what are you guys going to do? Behind you, or in front, I suppose, if you're all facing towards the trio and Jonger at this point.
Hez is making, like, whimpering noises. Little fox, like...
Yep, so there's the portal, or there's the door. You guys are, like, 4 stories up right now. There are windows, but you won't survive that drop. You could fight your way out. You could try. That might work. You could work with the trio here, or you could work with Jonger, or you could do your own thing. What are you guys going to do?
She must admit that I outwitted her before.
HW, you're like, anybody that's looking will see that HW is kind of leaning over like he's whispering to Lahat, but he's not really saying anything. He's making it sound like he's making it look appear as though there's the discussion going on. But as Apollos Masan, he doesn't actually speak, so he's just making it look like it. But really, he's ingraining what needs to be done, or what what his plan is to Lahab, so Lahab knows what to do.
Okay.
Using magics.
What are you guys gonna do?
Well, I don't know what's going on, but Zach personally kind of wants to take a shot at Jonger's hover skiff, see if I can make him immobile. You know what I'm saying? If I can hit his little hover sled, blast.
Sure. Him. You can try anything, bud.
Damn it, you say it like that.
That's the way you're supposed to say it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm not going back, my lord.
Roll. So you're gonna try to sneak up on Jonger?
No, I'm saying right where I am. Because I'm being held onto still. I'm just drawing my blaster and shooting at his chair. It's a large chair.
No, you're fine. I'm just considering the chain of events.
No. I got it on my side, but I'm going to... I'll do it.
Man, you... I guess it's the end of the game.
Yeah.
You can do the dark side if you want.
Are you fucking...
Damn, dude. Threat.
Oh, it's the first time I use the weapon in this scene, so I automatically get a success and an advantage.
Okay.
So Yes. I thought it was just an advantage because I'm
Nothing. Sure. Yes. You shoot his hover litter, and gross. It sparks. What is gross about that? That's what they're called.
For cat's poop.
Oh. Sure. It sparks. You deal 7 damage to it. It's still functional. Jonger glares at you, and you are certain of this. His eyes glow yellow as he speaks to you.
Okay, so if HW is off talking to Lahab.
Only Hez sees that, though. About the eyes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anyone looks at...
Nah, Seely's definitely not looking. Okay.
Okay, I was gonna say, anyone looking at Jonger at this point... Anybody else looking at Jonger while this is going on?
No, I would like to talk to the Sensi chick.
Oh. Okay, let me finish... You can go do that. Let me finish what I'm doing with Hez. Jonger looks fucking pissed. And looks... His eyes flash yellow as he looks at you and orders you, and you can hear it in that weird distorted voice, which makes it even worse, with the huddies and then, like, somehow translating in your brain. His voice booms out through your mind, and he says, "As it fall under, you will do as I command."
Sounds like DL.
Discipline.
No.
Versus, what would his be? It's not coercion.
Leadership.
No.
A man.
Seely is slowly stepping backwards throughout all of this.
And so we're clear before he rolls. I am still holding on to his collar, correct? Like the vest collar.
Are you? Maybe.
Yeah, like Lahab's like right next to me. When I say he leaned over, like he. He did like that, like kind of lean, whisper, pretend to whisper.
I see.
Elbows out, side to side. Elbows out and side to side. Lean like a jonger.
All right, Hez, make your discipline roll against jonger.
Oh, a failure and a threat.
Wow, that's pretty good considering. As whatever the fuck you were trying to do doesn't happen. You freeze up when Jonger speaks these words of power to you.
He doesn't make me poop my pants, does he?
No, you just freeze up. Well, what did you roll?
Success.
Yeah, a little bit poop. A little bit.
I just kick it out of my fucking... So you can poop out my pants.
Alright, so what are you guys going to do? You have a choice. You can try to blast your way out through the door, but you're going to have to give up your relics.
If we're blasting our way out, why would we give up our relics?
No, I mean, like, okay, so you can try killing everyone in this room.
Well, Seely's slowly slinking backwards, still. Stealth check to disappear.
Okay.
So I want to talk to whatever that Sensi woman is.
The Sensi woman.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Let's go with Torkat's thing first. Torkat, you're going to talk.
I would like to ask her to take care of Carter and Jonger while we focus on our own little situation over here.
Like, you want them to kill him?
Yeah, I want... I don't care what Carter and Jonger want. I want them to die.
Nice.
Okay.
And she also doesn't want Carter and Jonger to get what they want.
You can feel the Miralukin almost like peering into your soul.
I can as feel you say it those things. Peering in my soul tonight.
And then,
Olo.
Olo.
After a moment, she will start to speak and say,
I've been waiting for this moment. Sorry.
If I can.
All
if you...
my life.
If you hand me those relics over there, we will carry out the task you requested. Nothing more, nothing less. And then maybe we can make it out of here alive.
Who just said that?
The Miralukin. Holy cannoli.
Canoa.
Shirley?
Don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley. Damn it!
Okay, then in that case, I'm going to turn to Ben and be like, Ben grab these items, and then I want to grapple with HW to hold him down.
My lord, they're turning on us!
Two captains.
Okay, so HW, what are you gonna do?
Walk in the portal with Lahab.
Okay. Let's just set a coordination dice roll. What's, HW, what's your athletics?
Athletics, 3 yellow.
Oh, perfect.
Beefy.
Why isn't that against my athletics?
No, that's what you're going to roll against, John.
I'm going to roll my athletics against his?
Yeah. This is probably not going to work in HW's favor. No, yep, do it. Ooh.
Oh, are you hulked out right now?
Yes. Ooh. Like, have been the whole fight with nothing to do. Just roid raging over here.
Just roid rage.
John, what's your strain?
My brawn?
No, 25. Your strain. Can you?
Oh, strain. I have no strain yet. I went berserk and have not actually had a fight yet.
You were fighting down.
I wasn't berserking down there. I berserked up here.
Yeah.
He berserked for this fight and then nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Got
him. Yes. Good.
So you're able to stop HW. You're too advantaged. Do you want to take the crown and the crown off of him? Or the mask?
God, grab the right mask. I'm pretty sure one is attached.
All right, what?
Wolf peeled your face off.
He's all roided out. It's like meth orcs. It just rips his face off.
It's a Nick Cage one. It's a face off.
With two advantage, you have one success, two advantage.
I'll take the mask.
Somebody stop me.
Okay. You rip this mask off of Hez's face and... Huh? It wasn't, unfortunately, it wasn't, like, dug into his face.
Oh.
But, you did, you encountered significant resistance, almost like a magnetic pole that you had to pull very hard against. Which is surprising, because you take it, when you get it off, you're holding it in your hand, and it's just a stone mask. HW, I can only imagine that you are extremely
mortified.
Unokay with this. This would be like having like your eyeballs ripped out right now.
Oh.
Not literally. Metaphorically speaking.
Oh, better.
Yes, I would imagine HW is not happy.
What is everybody going to do then? HW, are you still going to try to run for the portal?
He took my mask. I can't.
Grappled.
You're holding the collar of his...
We have some kind of weird Sentai pad thing going on where I'm holding his collar and he's holding his.
Oh, take two strain for that too, John.
That was not a combat maneuver.
It was...
That was an athletics check. The thing says a combat thing.
God. Hez is going to use his blaster that's still drawn to shoot Torque's hand.
There we go.
He's going to put it on stun first. And shoot Torque. I am sorry, Sir Paladin, but this is...
I'm going to upgrade that.
You're unbecoming an officer. So am I. I'll upgrade my own. Don't worry about upgrading mine. I've got it.
No, I'm upgrading what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm upgrading mine. For me? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, then give me back my life side point, please.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Miss.
And that difficulty has to be really low, right? Because we're like right here.
Yeah, it's an average roll.
No, it's super high.
Average is like short range. This would be like...
Isn't it always average?
Doesn't matter. No, that's melee. Two success.
I thought it was always average for short range, too.
Short range. We're not at short range. We're at close range.
Oh, well...
We're engaged. If he's right there holding on to the person who's holding me, I imagine we're practically engaged. The wedding is next week.
Oh, damn it. You beat me to it.
So that's 8 stun damage to Torque. Strain damage.
And with your 2 success, you shoot that mask out of his hands. And it clatters onto the ground. it actually echoes, and everybody's eyes go to it.
Has this little foot paw Steps on it, slides it back.
Can I backhand Hez?
Sure. You can try.
Wait, you hold it. That's, yeah.
We should roll initiative. We're definitely in combat now.
Backhand him. Do it.
Everybody roll initiative.
It's just a small scuffle amongst friends.
No, because now we're in combat order. Yeah, roll initiative.
Never mind. Yeah, I can. Both my hands are free. I'm going to drop Chuck on Torque's foot.
This is going to be a little goofy here because I have to roll Carter and...
HW with his 5 successes.
God damn it, I didn't stat these guards out.
They're guarding the door. They're not interacting.
Yeah, they're preventing us from...
All these characters narrative. Do not have NPC sheets. They just have character sheets.
But okay.
So this is going to be a little weird. We're going to have to adjust the combat order as we go. I'm going to say this is all cool at this point.
Oh, I rolled vigilance. Too late.
For the NPCs, this is definitely cool. They're just watching this all happen.
That girl's not going to do anything until I give her the stuff, or what? Like, she's just going to stand there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Carter and Jogger can just free range around the room doing whatever in the meantime?
You started this!
No, you started it when you walked in that door. Yon knave Carter would know best to stay aside.
Where did the mask clatter to?
Clatter to Barata and Nikto.
I thought you handed the shit to Neb.
No, it fell to the ground.
What are we at? Okay, so let's look at combat order. Okay, so Carter has 1 success. Canola has a triumph and 2 success. Okay, what did you guys roll? Let's sort this out real quick.
2 success, 3 advantage.
For Hez.
I need to roll cool, not vigilance. I had 5 success with vigilance.
You get to keep it vigilance. I don't see why you couldn't.
Yeah, that's fine.
Vigilance is just unprepared, but if you're prepared, I imagine. I mean,
he wasn't prepared to fight. He was just prepared to leave.
Oh, that's fair.
That's all he wants.
Then yeah, you'd probably be surprised, so that makes sense.
Torcat. Or HWC, you got vigilance? You got...
5 success.
5 success.
The maximum I can get. Well, no, that's not true.
I'm always prepared to defend my lord.
You could have gotten 1 more. You could have got 6.
If I had gotten 6 success, I would have demanded 5 turns in a row consecutive before anyone else goes.
Yes,
he's like the Flash. He just like speeds around the room. Everyone's standing there. Quicksilver.
1 advantage. Hez has 2 success, 3 advantage. Frau Hawk.
Ripjaw. Let her rip.
3 success. You guys just want to call it a night?
At the beginning of combat? We can call it a night. That's cool. Well, everyone, just when we thought all of our pain was over, Adam sinks the hook in just a bit deeper and drags us through the waters at top speed.
Yeah.
We will have to... We'll have to come back again and finish this, and I hope you'll join us for that. By then, we might be able to do the dice giveaway also. Hey,
yeah, have it'll questions be, prepared if you want to ask anything.
It'll be 2 weeks from now. Because we have
next 2 weeks?
Week, yeah. Next week we have off.
Mm-hmm.
That's
every other week.
What is this? What is weird about this to you? This is how literally how it's
always. I just want to be done with it.
Tune in next time for the pre-finale.
Yay!
You could have just accepted the ending we had written. Second had 3 spinoffs.
If I could. Wait, where does Carter lie in the spinoff?
This was the 11Z.
Carter is going to be the manservant for the Jonger Dio relationship.
Oh no, Carter was added to the Bucket of Ashes.
Yeah, if you enjoyed the show, we did. Leave us a like, rating, review. Check us out on the web at talesoftheirim.com, where you can find all of the links to Totor socials. TotorFFG@gmail.com is our. You can also find a link on the events tab to the Child's Play charity where you can donate for Destiny and mess with our dice pool for these Star Wars games. Steph Makepeace does the music for the show. She does a really great job and we really appreciate it. So if you want to check her out at SoundCloud, check her out at Makepeace. She the whole like discography for the show is there. Life Day stuff and everything. Except for the stuff that I say. That's pretty. Hope you all had a good night, and may the force be with you.
Bum, ba, dum, bum.
Wow!
We are like old public
space.
We're old space.
Would you guys be opposed to a Outer Rim's a cappella album?